Welcome to our service for Sunday the 2nd of January. The collect and readings today are those set for Epiphany, although, as we know, the Feast of Epiphany is not until the 6th of January, when the 12 days of Christmas are over. Traditionally at Epiphany, we remember the journey of the Magi and the richness of their gifts. Our Old Testament reading sets the scene with another of the inspired and inspiring prophecies of the book of Isaiah. The abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, the wealth of the nations shall come to you, a multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. We begin with the hymn, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. In today's epistle reading, St. Paul writes, "This grace was given to me in accordance with the eternal purpose that God has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence, through faith in him. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen." May Almighty God have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for Epiphany. O God, who by the leading of a star manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth, mercifully grant that we who know you now by faith may at last behold your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. The Old Testament reading today is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, beginning at the first verse. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We've had a bit of trouble with the technology today, so it's me reading the New Testament reading too. This is the story of the wise men from Matthew chapter 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As the deer pants for the water's song. heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I want you more than any other, so much more than anything. You are all my strength, my shield. To you alone be my spirit yield. You are all my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. The theme of our readings is treasure, or wealth. In the Old Testament, the treasure that Isaiah imagines flowing into the restored Jerusalem from every point of the compass. And in the New Testament reading, the treasures brought by the Magi, first to Jerusalem, where they expect the newborn king to be, and then further on to the stable in Bethlehem, where they ultimately find him. Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also." I thought we might spend a few moments today reflecting on where we find our treasure, and how in this new year we might resolve to set our hearts upon the things that truly make us rich. We begin in Isaiah. I read at the beginning of the service his vision of wealth streaming into Jerusalem, but I left out the first and what I think is the most important part of it. "Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant." This is just one of many lovely passages in the Old Testament where we see that God rejoices at the gathering of his beloved. They come to you, your sons from far away, your daughters on their nurses' arms. For all of us, our true treasure is to be found first of all in our sons and daughters and the rest of our families, the people that we love. If we're to decide in this new year to set our hearts where our truest treasure is, then we shall decide to give them time, to give time to our children, our parents, our families and friends. And in doing so, we shall realize that that is also where God's heart is truly set. Jesus told a parable of a man who finds a pearl beyond price and goes and sells all that he has to buy it. It is, at first sight, a parable of the kingdom, wherein the kingdom of heaven is the pearl beyond price. Strangely, though, the parable is repeated twice with very little alteration in quick succession, and some scholars think that there is therefore a second and equally important interpretation. In this second reading, the person who finds the pearl is Jesus himself, and he sacrifices all that he has to redeem it. And on this reading, then, the pearl is you and me as we appear to the eyes of Christ. Here in Isaiah, we see the Lord's delight in the gathering, the homecoming of the redeemed community to Jerusalem. In the parable of the pearl, we see that Christ sets us as his treasure. And this sense of the love of our God is our truest treasure too. We read in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians set for today that grace was given to the apostle to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ. The Magi were Gentiles, and they had brought the riches of the world to pay homage to the new king of the Jews. But Paul would take back to the Gentile world the riches of the good news of Christ, the gospel of salvation. The story of the Magi contains one word that always gives me pause. "Go," says Herod, "and search diligently for the child." Somehow that word, diligently, takes me back to the first time that I was asked to read this reading as a schoolboy in our school carol service. I suppose that what struck me in those days was that it was at the edge of my vocabulary. And I never hear this reading without being taken back to those early experiences. I'm surprised to find the word diligently still in use in modern translations. It's not a word much in general use, even now, is it? Though sometimes we hear of doing due diligence as a quasi-legal term. The Greek word is akribos, which in most contexts is translated as exactly, search exactly for the child. You might have expected that it would these days have been replaced by carefully, but it appears not to have been. I'm always reminded of a parishioner we had in Birmingham who, like us, had two sons who were forever losing their trainers or some other piece of whatever equipment it was they were supposed to be taking to school that day, so that the eternal cry would go up, "Mom, I can't find my..." whatever it was. She would smile sweetly and reply, "Well, imagine your me, dear, and look for them. Go and search diligently." Let us resolve in this new year to search diligently for the riches of Christ. We will not have to cross mountains and deserts, and unlike Christians in some countries, not least the countries from which the Magi came, we'll not have to brave the persecution of tyrants to find our way to Jesus. He is nearer to us than the beating of our hearts. He has set his heart on us and made us his treasure, and we will find our true treasure if we set our hearts on him. Amen.
The light of Christ has come into the world. The light of Christ has come into the world. All men must be born again to see the kingdom of God. The water and the Spirit bring new life in God's love.
The light of Christ has come into the world. The light of Christ has come into the world.
God gave up his only Son out of love for the world, so that all those who believe in him forever.
Now it's time for our prayers. We begin, as usual, with the Lord's Prayer. Entad, arhanoiten en avoid, sancte dia de enu, deled de dernas, gunele de wichlis, megis en ene vechli aradear hevid. Dedoni hethiu ein bada benudiol, a madha ini ein deledion, vel a madha unina ein deledwir. Ac nac arweni brovidigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg. Canu sydd o ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant yn oes oes oedd. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.
We come to our prayers for Epiphany. Let us pray. Father God, the star that led the Magi to the stable announced to the world that its Saviour was born. Today we live in a world that is still covered by darkness and still needs to make that journey to the stable door. May our lives reflect your light day by day as we seek to serve where you have placed us, that we might be the means through which others can encounter Jesus Christ. You are our strength, the light by which we walk. You are our hope, the promise to which we hold. You are the peace this world cannot provide. You are our God, the one whose name we praise. In his name, amen. Lord God, we are here today to offer to you our sacrifice of worship. We are here to listen to your word, to bring to you the concerns of our hearts, and to join together in fellowship. Speak to us through scripture, hymns, prayer, and silence. Grant us ears to hear, hearts to listen, and lives prepared to do your will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. After the conference on climate change held in Glasgow last November, let us make one of our resolutions for 2022 to tread more lightly on this, our fragile world. Lord God, our desire is that we might hand over a healthy, productive world to our children and future generations. Enable us to play our part in the way we live our lives and encourage others to engage in the long-term stewardship of a world that has been sadly neglected. For the sake of all creation, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we continue to pray for the hundreds of thousands, both here and around the world, who are suffering from COVID-19 and its new variants. We pray for all the healthcare workers as they struggle to keep wards open as cases rise. We pray for all those who are concerned about their jobs and businesses as restrictions come into force again. And we pray for those who are vulnerable and who are left feeling lonely and isolated once more. Lord, we trust in you and in your power to save. You are our strength in times of weakness, our hope in times of darkness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, we pray for those members of our church family who have spent the Christmas period in hospital or in residential care. We thank you for the dedication and patience of the doctors, nurses, and care workers as they care for our loved ones. Bless their work and keep them safe. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. Dear Lord, you alone are the comforter. Wrap your loving arms around all who are sad and lonely so that they know that they are not alone, and let them feel the peace that only you can bring. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
finally the blessing. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, now and always. Amen.